Good morning. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada, and this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. And a happy Easter morning to you. I myself am looking forward to the traditional Easter egg hunt, albeit I may be a little bit on the mature side, but it never ceases to delight. And we do have a treasure chest of music as well this morning, with music selections from Bach, from Breyers, Tavener, and of course, the requisite oboe music time. We're going to begin, though, with some music by Gabrielli. He was an Italian composer and an organist of the late Renaissance. Now, he was the uncle of the somewhat more famous Giovanni Gabrielli, but he was also the first internationally renowned member of the Venetian School of Composers, who was reluctant to publish most of his own music, but lucky that he did have a great nephew in Giovanni, who published much of it after his death. We're going to start by a great selection by the London Brass. Here is Aria della Battaglia.
Thank you.
What a grand way to approach an Easter morning, a lovely Sunday morning at that. We're so blessed here in Vancouver. That was the London Brass and music by Andrea Gabrielli. And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And we're going to continue with the music of Gavin Bryars. Now, this selection reflects the love of lost souls. The recording was created in part by just hanging a mic outside a window alleyway and capturing the haunting singing of an individual roaming in the back alleys. Gavin Bryars took this lovely recording, he orchestrated it, and it resulted in an incredible musical testament. Here is Jesus' Blood, Never Failed Me Yet.
Jesus' Blood, never failed me yet. Never failed me yet. Jesus' blood never failed me yet. This one thing I know, for he loved me so. Jesus' blood never failed me yet. Never failed me yet. Jesus' blood never failed me yet. This one thing I know, for he loved me so. Jesus' blood never failed me yet. Never failed me yet. Jesus' blood never found me yet. This one thing I know, for he loves me so. Jesus' blood never found me yet. Never found me yet. Blood never found.
Jesus' blood. Be it never failed me yet. Jesus' blood never failed me yet. There's one thing I know, for He loves me so. Jesus' blood never failed.
Gavin Bryars, and Jesus' blood never failed me yet.
Could your project use a little more funding? On Saturday, April 6th at Cineworks, it's Grant Writing Demystified, Guidance for Independent Media Artists. Join instructors Peg Campbell and Walter Kwan from the BC Arts Council as they delve into the domain of public funding for film and video projects and grant writing for arts councils. For more information, go to cineworks.ca/events.
And you are listening to Classical Chaos this Sunday morning here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And a happy Easter morning to you. And to celebrate, Bach did write some beautiful music to honor this day. The earliest scoring of his Easter oratorio dates back from 1725 and confirms that Bach at that time had an access to a wider variety of instruments, including a full wind section, timpani, trumpets, and fuller strings, all which make it one of Bach's more lavish works. This morning we're going to be hearing the opening three selections, the Symphonia following the Adagio and the first chorus. Here's the Taverner Concert and players.
Thank you.
The Tavener Concert and Players and the opening selections from Bach's Easter Oratorio. And you're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And for our regular listeners, you'll know that it's oboe music time. And this time we're going to get some music from the Romantic era. Amilcare Ponchielli was the bandmaster of the National Guard in Piacenza and also a professor of composition in Milan, where some of his students were Mascagni and Puccini. Now, he enjoyed writing very dramatic compositions like operas and ballets, and this can actually all be heard in his Capriccio for oboe and orchestra that we're going to experience today. It's one of Ponchielli's few instrumental works, and the term capriccio denotes a lighthearted, humorous instrumental piece. This morning, here is the lovely talents of Burkhard Gladsner and the Berlin Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you.
Definitely some cheeky finger work there. That was oboist Burkhard Glasner, joined by the members of the Berlin Symphony Orchestra and Ponchielli's Capriccio for oboe and orchestra. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada, and this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to move on to some music performed by the Talis Scholars from a disc called Western Wind Masses. Now, it features the music of Tavener, Ty, and Shepherd, who all wrote masses based on the secular tune, The Western Wind. But this morning, I've chosen the selection by John Tavener's Mass. And it's a little unusual for the period because the theme of the tune appears in each of the four parts, except the alto, at different times. But it's a glorious recording. It's directed by Peter Phillips, and here are the Talis Scholars.
Thank you.
The Talus Scholars and the Gloria from John Tavener's Western Wind Mass. And I do believe we have just a little bit of time left this morning here on Classical Chaos. And why not a little guitar music? This is the incomparable Julian Bream and music by Leo Brower.
Thank you. Thank you.